God love one another, light of revelation. Love frees the prisoner, love is liberation. Love what the world needs most, love the sign that God is close. Love is the only way. Yeah, love is the only way.
Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Before singing our first hymn, I'm going to announce the subject, which is loving and getting along with our neighbors. Let's now join together in song with hymn number 32, a poem written by Mary Baker Eddy. From the King James Version of the Bible, the Message Version of the Bible by Eugene Peterson, and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The King James. Matthew. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence, till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor, and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despisefully use you and persecute you. Ephesians. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. And from the Message, Romans, God is kind, but he's not soft. In kindness, he takes us firmly by the hand and leads us into a radical life change. What we've learned is this: God does not respond to what we do. We respond to what God does. We finally figured it out. Our lives get in step with God and all others by letting him set the pace, not by proudly or anxiously trying to run the parade. Colossians, look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's the basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. And sing. Sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. Romans, place your life before God. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life to good. Be good friends who love deeply. Practice playing second fiddle. Don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled and aflame. Be alert servants of the Master, cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. Help needy Christians. Be inventive in hospitality. Bless your enemies. No cursing under your breath. Get along with each other. Don't be stuck up. Make friends with nobodies. Don't be the great somebody. Don't hit back. Discover beauty in everyone. If you've got it in you, get along with everybody. Don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God. I'll take care of it. Cultivating good relationships. Welcome with open arms fellow believers who don't see things the way you do. And don't jump all over them every time they do or say something you don't agree with, even when it seems that they are strong opinions but weak in the faith department. Treat them gently. So tend to your knitting. So let's agree to use all our energy in getting along with each other. Help others with encouraging words. Don't drag them down by finding fault. So reach out and welcome one another to God's glory. Jesus did it. Now you do it. Outsiders and insiders rejoice together. People of all nations celebrate God. all colors and races, give hearty praise. 1 Corinthians. When you speak forth God's truth, speak your heart out. Be courteous and considerate in everything. So, no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Go after a life of love as if your life depended on it, because it does. And from Science and Health, Paul was not at first a disciple of Jesus, but a persecutor of Jesus' followers. When the truth first appeared to him in science, Paul was made blind and his blindness was felt. But spiritual light soon enabled him to follow the example and teachings of Jesus, healing the sick and preaching Christianity throughout Asia Minor, Greece, and even in Imperial Rome. Scientific translation of mortal mind, second degree, evil beliefs disappearing, moral, humanity, honesty, affection, compassion, hope, faith, meekness, temperance. Third degree, understanding, spiritual, wisdom, purity, spiritual understanding, spiritual power, love, health, holiness. If the scientist has enough Christly affection to win his own pardon and such commendation as the Magdalene gained from Jesus, then he is Christian enough to practice scientifically and deal with his patients compassionately, and the result will correspond with the spiritual intent. The physician who lacks sympathy for his fellow being is deficient in human affection, and we have the apostolic warrant for asking, "He that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?" Not having this spiritual affection, the physician lacks faith in the divine mind and has not that recognition of infinite love which alone confers the healing power. If we would open their prison doors for the sick, we must first learn to bind up the brokenhearted. If we would heal by the Spirit, we must not hide the talent of spiritual healing under the napkin of its form, nor bury the morale of Christian Science in the grave clothes of its letter. The tender word and Christian encouragement of an invalid, pitiful patience with his fears and the removal of them, are better than hecatombs of gushing theories, stereotyped borrowed speeches, and the doling of arguments, which are but so many parodies on legitimate Christian Science, aflame with divine love. An ill-tempered, complaining, or deceitful person should not be a nurse. The nurse should be cheerful, orderly, punctual, patient, full of faith, receptive to truth and love. The term science, properly understood, refers only to the laws of God and to his government of the universe, inclusive of man. From this it follows that businessmen and cultured scholars have found that Christian Science enhances their endurance and mental powers, enlarges their perception of character, gives them acuteness and comprehensiveness, and an ability to exceed their ordinary capacity. The human mind, imbued with this spiritual understanding, becomes more elastic, is capable of greater endurance, escapes somewhat from itself, and requires less repose. A knowledge of the science of being develops the latent abilities and possibilities of man. It extends the atmosphere of thought, giving mortals access to broader and higher realms. It raises the thinker into his native air of insight and perspicacity. And here's our portions from a testimony at the back of Science and Health in Fruitage. After I had read Mrs. Eddy's work, Science and Health, a few days, I found that my ailments had disappeared, and a rest had come to me which I had never before known. It then became clear to me that this was the truth which Jesus Christ taught and preached to free humanity almost 2,000 years ago. It did not, however, occur to me to apply it in my business affairs. On the contrary, I first thought that if I continued in my study, I would have to retire from business. But this did not happen, however, for I gradually found that the little understanding of this wonderful teaching which I had acquired became a great help to me in my business. I became more friendly, more honest, more loving to my fellow men, and I also acquired better judgment and was able to do the right thing at the right time. As a natural result, my business improved. Before I knew anything of Christian Science, my business had often been a burden to me. Fear and worry deprived me of my rest. How different it is now. Through the study of the Bible, which now possesses unmeasurable treasures for me, and of our textbook, Science and Health, and the other works of our leader, I receive peace and confidence in God, and that insight into character which is necessary for the correct management of any business. W.H.H., Bloomfield, Nebraska. What we most need is the prayer of fervent desire for growth in grace, expressed in patience, meekness, love, and good deeds. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.